This article is brought to you by the best-selling booksy Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. How the confidence competence loop explains why patient hearing feels easier after just a few deliberate practice sessions. Why a few focused repetitions rewire how you listen to difficult people. In short, patient hearing with difficult people feels overwhelming until the confidence competence loop starts turning. A few deliberate practice sessions build enough competence to raise your confidence, which makes the next session slightly easier, which builds more competence. The loop is self-reinforcing once it starts moving. The discomfort you feel in early practice is evidence the skill is being built, not evidence you're failing. Confidence in patient hearing is earned through repetition, not summoned before you begin. 3 to 5 focused sessions are enough to shift how the experience feels. Definition: patient hearing practice is the intentional, repeated act of listening fully and calmly to a difficult person without reacting, withdrawing, or losing presence. It is a trainable communication skill built through deliberate repetition, not a fixed personality trait. Most people assume that patient hearing is something you either have or you do not. They watch someone stay calm and attentive through a hostile conversation and conclude that person is simply wired differently. After 60 years of watching people communicate, I'm here to tell you that is almost always wrong. Patient hearing is a skill, and like every skill, it is subject to the confidence competence loop. You practice, you improve. The improvement builds confidence, and that confidence makes the next round of practice more effective. The question worth asking is not whether you are naturally good at patient hearing. The question is why the loop starts turning so quickly once you begin deliberate practice, and what is actually happening inside you when it does. Why patient hearing feels so costly before you have any reps. Before you have any successful repetitions behind you, staying present with a difficult person costs enormous energy. You are managing your own internal noise, suppressing the urge to respond or defend, monitoring the other person's tone, and simultaneously trying to track the meaning of what they are saying. That is a lot of simultaneous demands on a brain that has no store template for handling them together. The problem is not lack of willpower. It is lack of stored competence. Your nervous system has not yet learned that this situation is survivable, manageable, and ultimately productive. Without that evidence, every difficult conversation feels like it could go badly at any moment, and your body responds accordingly. That anticipatory dread is exhausting before the conversation even begins. It depletes the very resources you need to listen well, so you arrive already tired, already half defended, and the experience confirms your fear that patient hearing is too hard. This is the trap, not a character flaw. The first few sessions of deliberate practice exist specifically to break it. The core mechanism, what the loop actually does inside a conversation. The confidence competence loop is not a motivational concept. It is a description of a real psychological cycle that governs how skill develops under pressure. Understanding it at the mechanical level changes how you approach patient hearing practice completely. Here's how it works in practice. You enter a difficult conversation with a difficult person, and you deliberately choose to stay present rather than react. You hold yourself there, uncomfortable as it is, long enough to hear them through. You do not do it perfectly, but you do it. That imperfect act of staying present creates a small proof of competence, a moment your memory can later retrieve as evidence. The evidence raises your confidence slightly. When you next face a difficult conversation, that slight confidence increase reduces the anticipatory dread by a fraction. Less dread means you arrive with more available tension, and more available tension makes the actual listening easier, which means you do it better, which creates stronger evidence, which raises confidence further. The loop is cumulative and self-reinforcing. Each rotation does not require a perfect performance. It requires only that you stayed present long enough to register it as a success. This is why patient hearing practice sessions do not need to be heroic. They need to be genuine. A genuine attempt, even a rough one, still feeds the loop. You can explore the full mechanics of this cycle and Say It Right Every Time, which breaks down the confidence competence loop as it applies to difficult conversations specifically, with the core framework as its practical foundation. What deliberate practice actually looks like in real conversations. Deliberate practice is not the same as just having difficult conversations. You have probably had dozens of those already without the loop gaining any traction. The difference is intention and reflection. Deliberate patient hearing practice has 3 parts: a clear intention before the conversation, sustained presence during it, and honest reflection afterward. Most people skip the first and third parts, which is why experience alone rarely builds the skill. Before the conversation, set one specific intention. Not I will be patient, but something concrete. I will let them finish every sentence before I respond. That small pre-commitment shifts your internal posture. You've given your brain a specific task rather than a vague aspiration. During the conversation, your only job is to honor that intention. Notice when your internal voice starts composing a rebuttal while they are still talking. Notice when you feel the urge to interrupt. Notice when your attention drifts to self-protection. Do not judge the noticing. Noticing is the practice. After the conversation, spend 2 minutes on one question: where did you stay present and where did you slip? That reflection converts experience into learning. Without it, the session passes through your memory without building the competence side of the loop. If you're navigating a team environment where these dynamics are complicated by group trust and shared history, it helps to understand how psychological safety enables honest communication as the foundation that makes patient hearing sustainable over time. The three sessions where the shift becomes visible. Here is what I have seen reliably across decades of working with people on this exact skill. The first session is survival. You are simply trying not to react. You almost certainly slip at some point, but you finish the conversation having stayed present for more of it than you expected. That is enough. That is the first rotation of the loop. The second session, you arrive with one small proof already stored. The discomfort is still real, but it is not quite as large as before. You notice your reactions a little earlier, which gives you a slightly longer window to choose your response rather than simply produce it. By the third session, something shifts in the experience itself. Patient hearing still requires effort, but it no longer feels like fighting against your own nature. You begin recognizing patterns the specific moment this person's tone usually escalates, the trigger that makes your attention contract, the topic that pulls you out of presence fastest. Pattern recognition is competence. Competence feeds confidence. The loop is clearly turning. By the fifth session, you have enough personal evidence to approach difficult conversations with genuine composure. Not ease, necessarily, but composure. The difference matters. Ease suggests the difficulty has gone away. Composure means the difficulty is present, and you are no longer overwhelmed by it. This progression is also why starting with moderately difficult people, rather than your most challenging relationship, produces faster loop rotation. The confidence-competence loop applies to team dynamics in exactly the same way early wins and low-stakes situations build the foundation that carries into harder ones. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling book Say It Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at emonblickthorne.com. Now, back to the article. Why people miss this pattern even when it is happening to them. The confidence-competence loop in patient hearing goes unrecognized for a straightforward reason: the improvement feels invisible from the inside. You do not experience yourself becoming more competent. You experience the conversation feeling slightly less awful. Those are not the same sensation, so people misattribute the shift. They say things like, that person was just less aggressive today, or I was in a better mood. They give the credit to circumstances rather than to their own developing skill. And because they do not credit themselves, the confidence component of the loop does not fully register. The loop rotates, but without the person's awareness, so the confidence gain is partial rather than full. There is a second reason the pattern goes unseen. Early in patient hearing practice, the skill is fragile. One bad session, where you lose your composure completely, can feel like evidence that all previous progress was an illusion. It is not. Regression is a normal part of skill building under emotional pressure. A single poor session does not undo the loop's rotations. It simply adds information about what conditions test your limits most severely. Understanding how emotional intelligence operates under pressure helps here. Self-awareness about your own reactions is part of the competence you're building, not a separate skill. Turning the loop into a system you can trust. Once you understand why the loop turns, you can stop leaving its rotation to chance. The practical implication is simple, but significant: treat the first 5 patient hearing practice sessions as a structured investment, not as isolated events. Log them briefly, one sentence before your intention, one sentence after where you held and where you slipped. That 2-sentence record makes the competence visible to you, which strengthens the confidence component. Without it, the improvement stays invisible and the loop turns slowly. Keep the difficulty calibrated. If you start with your most hostile relationship, the emotional cost of each session is so high that you need long recovery time before the next one. The loop cannot rotate quickly at that intensity. Start where you can produce a genuine success within the first session, then move progressively toward harder conversations and apply feedback honestly. If you finished a session and your patient hearing slipped, that is not a failure to log with shame. It is data which moment, which trigger, which topic. The role of honest feedback in building communication skill applies to the feedback you give yourself just as much as the feedback you give others. For teams that need to build this skill collectively, the same loop dynamic explains why some teams make synergy conversations less terrifying faster than others. Shared early wins rotate the loop for the whole group simultaneously. One final piece. Patient hearing does not require you to agree with a difficult person, to like them, or to approve of how they communicate. It requires only that you stay present long enough to understand them. That is a narrower ask than it first appears. And feedback loops that develop gradually work precisely because small, consistent inputs compound into large, durable change. The same principle holds here. You do not need a breakthrough session. You need a consistent one. Patient hearing practice builds its own momentum once the loop starts turning. And it starts turning sooner than most people believe it will. Frequently asked questions. What is patient hearing practice? Patient hearing practice is the deliberate act of training yourself to listen fully to a difficult person without reacting, interrupting, or shutting down internally. It is a repeatable skill built through intentional repetition, not a natural talent some people are born with. How does the confidence competence loop apply to patient hearing? Each time you successfully stay present through a difficult conversation, you build a small proof of competence. That proof raises your confidence going into the next conversation, which makes staying present feel slightly easier, reinforcing the loop with every repetition. Why does patient hearing feel so hard the first time? The first time, you have no evidence that you can do it. Your nervous system treats the discomfort as a threat, and internal noise competes with what the other person is saying. Without prior success to draw on, confidence is low, and the effort required is very high. How many practice sessions does it take before patient hearing feels easier? Most people notice a genuine shift after 3 to 5 deliberate sessions. The first session is survival. By the third, you begin recognizing patterns in your own reactions. By the fifth, you have enough personal evidence to approach difficult conversations with real composure. What counts as a deliberate patient hearing practice session? Any conversation with a difficult person where you set a clear intention beforehand, stay fully present, without interrupting, and reflect on what happened afterward. The reflection is what converts the experience into learning and builds the competent side of the loop. In patient hearing practice, work with very aggressive or hostile people. Yes, though the loop builds more slowly in high-intensity situations. Starting with moderately difficult conversations gives you early wins that strengthen the loop before you apply the skill to your most challenging relationships. Competence earned in easier conditions transfers upward. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit emonblackthorne.com to get your copy.